Suppose the sun comes up tomorrow to find you sleeping in my arms. The sun rises without sorrow. Suppose I find all of my charms, baby. When the moon is soft and glowing, love is shining and awake. In this life that's ever dying, growing, we have so much love to make. Let me tell you, I wish I had a new song, or maybe an airship I could fly above it. I wish I had a sweet love, oh, baby, baby, I could eat you up. And there were also many throwaway societies, masquerades, we really just had to leave them. Life is clever and exciting, there's no time for slowly dying. We are the moments, our children. If we can grow love, food, art, healing comes from open hearts. Stop fear, war, hate, no more poison on our plates. I see energy, positive, now it's time, coexist. Love is growing, stick with this, somehow consciousness is bliss. I wish I had a new song, or maybe an airship I could fly above it. I wish I had a sweet love, baby, baby, I could eat you up. Get down. Or maybe an airship I could fly above it. I wish I had your sweet love, oh, baby, baby, I could eat you up. I wish I had a new song, or maybe an airship I could fly above it. I wish I had a sweet love, oh, baby, baby,
I have Issa and Joe Allen on the phone with me today, former Paonia residents and amazing musicians. They now live in Boulder, where they've been playing and recording a new CD. So happy to have you guys with us today on Talkin' Music. How are you?
So good. Thank you.
Yeah, we're doing great. Thanks for having us on, Allie.
So I know you were there when all this flooding happened. How did you guys fare?
Wow, it's been quite an adventure and very intense.
Pretty crazy.
You know, it was our first natural disaster type of experience.
Yeah. We had actually just moved out of our apartment that we'd been living in for a year. So we were staying at a family's house, like in the basement. So we were up till 2 on Wednesday when the flooding really was bad in the evening and nighttime, just trying to like get the water out of the basement and out of the neighbor's basement. And
we were basically trying to divert a river that went past our knees, just right outside my mom's house, like away from her neighbor's house, and it was just pouring rain. And that next day we actually had to drive out of the flood, surf our way out, back over to the western slope in Paonia for a wedding and some dear friends that just recently happened that we played at.
We were definitely, like, some of the luckiest ones as far as, you know, like, some people were totally displaced, like, their houses are gone or their houses are flooded or their cars were washed away, you know, like, so overall we were really fortunate. But, you know, just some minor things, like, my mom was house-sitting our plants above Lyons, kind of close to Estes.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the plants are still there. We can't get to them. There's no roads or anything, so, like, for us, it's minor things like that, but, you know, Issa's had some of those plans for, like, 10 years, so it's kind of, you know, it's hard right now. So it's like learning to let go of things that you can't control.
Right. How do you think Boulder is sort of responding to the whole thing? Do you feel like people are really helping each other?
Definitely. There's been a lot of, like, even where I work, my day job of Tangerine Restaurant, they've been feeding some of the, you know, camps of people who are displaced that are staying at because they have nowhere else to be. You know, they've been serving them breakfast and food, and there's all kinds of donations that have been going out, and the FEMA relief has been supporting people who lost their things and helping them to replace them, and the community definitely rallied together. It was very shocking, came out of nowhere, so no one was expecting it or prepared for it. But
definitely, you don't think you're going to get flooded in Colorado. You know?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It was a surprise to me, even though I grew up in Boulder and I always remembered hearing about the 100-year flood and everything, but you just don't really see those things coming. It's just pretty crazy. So you're coming back over the hill to play a party for KVNF on Saturday, October 5th at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts, and you're going to be playing some of your new songs, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a set of almost all original music. I think we've got like 2 covers on the set list, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are now calling yourselves Issa and Joe Allen. How? Tell me about that a little bit.
Well, it was, Joe Allen can say his side, but my part of it was that Joe Allen ends in A-N, and then to have an and right after it, it's kind of awkward to say Joe Allen and Issa. So we felt like Issa and Joe Allen both stood out more individually rather than kind of running together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, Issa originally suggested it be Joe Allen and Issa. And I pointed out that it kind of ran together because Joe Allen and Issa, you know, like Issa and Joe Allen, it's like we're 2 separate artists, but we're part of a whole, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Another part of it for me is that, you know, when we met, you know, I was in Paonia and I had been playing there a few years. But when our art came together, it completely changed, you know. And I guess what some of this music is trying to do is, like, revive, I don't know how else to say it, but, you know, like, consciousness of, like, you know, women and men working together. Because since we live in a sort of, you know, a masculine dominant society, you know, things are changing. So, like, I wanted to start out on the right foot as far as what our band is called, you know, to not just be another group name where the man's name comes first, because that is kind of standard in duos that are a woman and a man. You know, it's like, what's a good example?
I can Tina Turner.
Exactly.
When and, obviously, you know, Tina should have been first.
Exactly. See? But the only reason it wasn't is because, you know, like their producers or whoever, you know, told them, oh, Ike, it's got to be Ike first, you know. Like,
right.
So it might seem like a minor detail and, you know, it's just our names, but yeah, I think it flows better also.
Yeah, I like it. And I like the fact that you guys do put some sort of socially conscious content into your music and you just think about these things. On the new album, what kinds of issues are you exploring in there?
Well, definitely some of our newest material has come out of kind of some, you know, intense experiences in first moving to Boulder. Like, we were desperate for a place when we first moved to Boulder, and out of desperation, we signed this lease to this house that kind of was falling apart. We didn't realize till all the person's stuff was out and we got there, you know, with our U-Haul truck. And so we turned that struggle into, you know, something beautiful, which we wrote this duo song, and it's called Slumlord. And it's all about the concept of, you know, sometimes bad things happen in life. You lose money or this or that happens. And rather than, you know, thinking about it as a bad thing, you know, switching your angle and think of it, well, we'll just write a hit song and that money will come back to us in its own way by the universe, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
So you moved to Boulder, what was it, like a year ago now or a little over a year?
It was over a year. It was July of 2012. Yeah.
And, what are you able to do in Boulder that was maybe harder to accomplish here? Obviously, it's a bigger scene and music scene, but just what are some of the things you've been able to explore there?
Well, we're definitely closer to a lot more venues, and there's a lot of different venues. Also, festivals. There's a big festival circuit here. I don't think it was specifically like, you know, the grass is greener kind of thing. It was more just we wanted to reach more people, and we still have more fans in Paonia than we do in Boulder, you know, just because of the nature of, you know, all our friends are still in Paonia, and so, but we're kind of taking that, like, what we've established there and trying to expand it to the Front Range, too, because there's just, you know, there's more people here, and we want to be where, you know, the audience is hearing something new. I think that was a big reason for it.
Yeah. What do you miss about Paonia?
Scott Horner's greens.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of things, for sure.
Scott Horner's greens.
Our produce selection in our pantry or in our fridge has definitely changed a lot. I mean, there are local farmers here, but we had a better infrastructure over there for, like, just calling them up and being like, you know, getting some veggies on Thursday or whatever it was, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And definitely miss just, you know, the small town vibe, the pace of the country that goes a little bit slower. You know, we spent more time outside looking at the stars and, you know, more time just, like, taking it easy. Definitely living in the city requires you to be more fast-paced and in the buzz of it, you know, which is good, and it's healthy, and it's good to be adaptable, but we definitely miss that slower pace sometimes.
We miss KB&F and Revolution Brewing, you know, all of our friends.
Yeah, all our spots.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we miss you, too, and we're glad you're coming over here and doing this show. You know, I knew you guys both before you were dating, and now you're in this relationship and doing all this musical work together, and you guys seem like you still really like each other. So you must have a really good working relationship because you're, you know, that's what you're spending a lot of time doing, too. How do you guys make it work like that?
Well, we definitely had to grow a lot.
As individuals.
Uh-huh, yeah. Because, I mean, like, before I met Issa, you know, I definitely developed, like, an ego state of, like, this is what music means to me, or this is what, you know, the band means to me. But, like, had to definitely change my, just, like, kind of lose the parts of your ego that aren't serving, you know, because most of it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, we've basically gotten to this point where it's like, we're committed to being together, we're committed to this music in almost an even bigger way, because the music that is being birthed through our creative relationship is so much bigger than, you know, each of us individually. And, like, you know, we have a vision, and we really want to bring this music out into the world and for the people, you know, to, like, you know, help them in whatever way it does, or inspire them in whatever way it does. So, you know, we have this bigger commitment to the music, and at a really deep level as well.
Give thanks every day for how blessed and lucky I am, and I'm really glad that we found each other and we came together as beings and as musical partners.
Well, it works. You guys sound so good together. I really love it. Let's hear a song, actually. We're going to hear something off of Joe Allen's EP featuring Issa, and this one's called Heads Up.
Forever's passing by. Life wasn't bitter, but you took it once the sugar, one small dose of eternity is some new obscurity. Yes, I'm keeping it up as much as I can. Positive plan. Come on. Stuck, now you are the sky. Today was floating on, and even when it feels wrong, at least the clouds are high. For sure it's funny also, yes it can be heavy even. Guys have to lose sometimes, but I'm keeping it up as much as I can. Positive plans. Feel good, feel better. Don't blame it on the weather or whatever. Surely this moment can be good. You work hard, so play harder. Living for
focused on a positive daily. When everything is temporarily, I guess life is for the living. No need to be forgiven. Life is for the living. Tick tock, thump thump. Heart is beating, time is bleeding it dry. You've got your upsides down, times forward pressing, not depressing. There is no time. While life is happening for me, I wanna feel, wanna think. Such a limited lifeline. So I'm keeping it up as much as I can. Positive plans, yeah. Feel good, feel better. Don't blame it on the weather or whatever. Surely this moment can be good. Yes, yes, you work hard, so play harder. Living focused on a positive daily. When everything is temporarily, life is for the living. No need to be forgiven. Even when we lose our way, we find the strength at least to stay. And I can feel the growing pains move on. Feel good, feel better. Don't blame it on the weather or whatever. Surely this moment can be good, 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 good. You work hard, so play harder. Living focused on a positive daily. When everything is temporarily, oh, you gotta feel good, feel better. Feel good, feel better. Feel good, feel better. Feel good, feel better. All that life and darkness no more. For the living. Dot, dot, dot.
And that was the song Heads Up from Issa and Joe Allen, who I spoke with earlier today by phone. We'll continue with that interview. So you guys describe your music and some of your, like on your website and stuff, as indie soul. Can you talk about that a little bit? I haven't really explored that genre all that much. Why did you settle on that one?
Well, we're trying to create our own genre because our music's such a fusion of so many things. So we kind of coined that term indie soul. But you wanna?
Yeah, because I mean, we're both. I think in my previous solo project, you know, there was a lot of kind of like folk influence, and there was also maybe some, I don't know, rock influence. And with previous bands, there was a lot of rock and kind of a desire to do things like reggae and funk as well. And Issa is also inspired by like soul and reggae and funk and maybe a little bit of folk too. But we both like that sort of, you know, indie music or indie rock as it stands today. Like, it's kind of a, I don't know, it's a term that's not really understood because it really started from independent artists that were able to break just based on their fans that love them, you know, instead of major labels help. That's all different now. The major indie artists are, for the most part, signed. But, like, we want to maintain, like, that kind of that passion for just putting forth the music that inspires us, not putting forth the music that, like, fits into a niche necessarily. Mm. So, like, the indie element is, like, you'll be able to hear our voices and all the parts that we're, you know, kind of inspired to sing, even if they're a little quirky. The soul element is, like, being able to express, like, you know, our ancient ancestry and, like, also, like, the music that we love, you know, like, well, I guess we could drop a couple artist names, but, like, we like things, everything from, like, Bjork to
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob Marley, Tori Amos.
Andrew Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Halo
green.
That's cool. It's like you do sort of marry those sounds together with your music. Like, you wouldn't necessarily think that you could marry Bjork and Bob Marley. But somehow, you know, a fusion of almost anything can work, I think, when it's coming from the right place, I guess. And I'm speaking with Issa and Joe Allen, and they're going to be in town for a show on Saturday, October 5th at the Blue Sage Center for the Arts. It's a party for KVNF. Have you guys been involved with any of the stations, the community stations in the Front Range?
We haven't yet. This first year has been a lot about just, you know, relocation and grounding out and finding jobs and getting settled and meeting the right people in the right venues and, like, kind of networking.
And so, recording the album since April 20th, we've had, like, 22 sessions in the studio here at Far and Away Studios.
Producer David Snyder and engineer Jeff Gray, we've been pouring all our heart and soul into this new project that's getting ready to release in probably end of October, early November, so we're so close.
Pretty much all of our energy has gone to this new project, besides just living and, settling into a new place.
The exciting thing about this new project is we've really put a lot of intention into the weaving of our voices together, you know, both doing leads, both doing background, and the harmony, especially between the male and the female voice, is really special, the way harmony hits your ear and your heart. So that's been a lot of the focus of this new project, is more interactive and with our leads and with our background.
Yeah, so it's been like, I don't know how many sessions just recording all the different elements, including the voices and the drums and the bass and all the guitars and the keyboards and the synth, or all that, you know, was one side of it, and then the sessions for editing everything and then mixing everything. Like today, we're taking a break right now from the studio. When we go back in there, we're actually in our car, like right next to the studio right now. We're mixing the 11th song, so we're almost done with the entire process. We also re-recorded some of the vocals today on one of the songs.
Yeah,
like Issa said, you know, our voices are really, there's a lot more interplay and like balance between them. Like, that EP sounds awesome, and it's great for what it is, but that's definitely riding more of a kind of indie rock edge, and it's songs that I wrote before we really got together musically and everything. So,
well, I can't wait to hear it.
Something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't wait to be able
to
have you here.
Hear it.
So stoked about it.
Definitely going to be giving a copy to KVNF for sure.
Oh, yeah, we want it first. We want to debut it. And that'll happen sometime, you're thinking, in the beginning of, or end of October, beginning of November, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, that is definitely something to look forward to. We're going to hear another song off the EP, and we look so forward to having you guys visit us in just a short time here. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much for having us, and just to everybody, blessings to you, and try to stay positive, even in turbulent times right now, and enjoy life. So beautiful.
Yeah, and remember how blessed you are in that little paradise haven on the western slope called, you know, Paeonia and the greater surrounding areas. It's a really special place, and we feel honored to have spent time there and honored to always, you know, have a place to come back and have friends and family who appreciate us and our music, and there's always a place for us in Paeonia.
And we're going to go out with one more song from Issa and Joe Allen. This is off the Joe Allen EP. Got major airplay on KVNF. This one's called Bang, Bang, Bang.
You are not alone. From home, and if you're living like the locusts, all consuming and unfocused, following footsteps of the figureheads who taught you how to die. Are you invading and collecting? Never thinking, never stopping to ask why. see how we paved the world and everything. Everything was fine until we did. I guess we pay the price of progress. Inflation is a bitch. We just a bang, bang. Frozen pole. Oh, baby, that love left a modest hole. And you don't know what to do about it. That love is a stayed away. And have you cried enough for at least a day? Still don't know what to do about it. I guess life is good, but time is fast. Life is hard, love can last. Bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang.